Step 2. Get a life coach. Take 3 months to prepare your machines.
Sun Tzu, The Art of War.
You don't have a clue what you're doing or you wouldn't be reading this sentence. So why would you rely on yourself to mastermind the most important transformation of your life? From zero to hero, twitchy to bitchy, gawky to cocky. Find qualified professionals to help you mobilize your mission. These men and women are there to provide practical knowledge and common sense advice that assholes already know, but you do not. Locating the correct coach is not easy, but considering your pathetic starting point, almost anyone can help you. I mean this literally. Go out into the street, tap someone at random, and chances are they've forgotten more about dictum than you ever knew. Whoever you end up enlisting, just take their best, ignore the rest, and fire them. Remember, if they make you uncomfortable, you're going in the right direction. Pain is prelude. The nemesis had set the bar dauntingly high for me, but he had a lifetime's head start and a steroid addiction to help him. I wasn't sure where to turn, so I did what I always do when I'm confused. Took a class. It was a seminar held in Midtown called How to Be a Bitch. That's right, bitch, not asshole. It turns out that all of the seminars, classes, and self-help groups that have formed around making people less nice have one thing in common. They're for women. I didn't understand this at all. In my experience, women are, on average, a lot less nice than the men I've known. And the worst of them wind up in Manhattan, where they assemble in covens in the dead of night to plan their takeover of not only the men on the island, but the entire world order. Or so I imagined. Meanwhile, most of the men I've known are full of self-doubt and fear, and don't just think they'd be making a lot more money if they were more the big dick. They know it. So I ended up at this bitch workshop, and when I got there, big surprise, I was the only man. There were 30 or so plain-looking middle-aged women, me, and a couple young women from other countries sitting up front who were probably lost. I got some double takes, but these ladies were much too nice to say anything about my gender issue. The teacher was a short-haired Asian woman named Tina. She said, "Being nice is just a bad habit, and habits can be changed. It's about being dishonest, and it's a